Harry Potter is enrolled in a photography class to learn how to take better dick pics, and his professor is Draco Malfoy?
Jamie Lannister and Brienne of Tarth are directing a Titanic exhibit, and Jon Snow is the security guard?
Tony Stark is producing a dating show on a tropical island, and all the Avengers are the contestants.
There is no way stories like this exist.
And there is no way three best friends would read them and put their reactions out for the world to hear.
I mean, no one would do that, right? Guys?
I'm Allie Lefever.
I'm Lindsay Rush.
I'm Danny Chapman.
And this is Fangasm.
The following podcast is rated H for horny. It contains adult themes, sexually explicit content, strong language, and characters we don't own.
Hello, and welcome back to Fangasm. I'm Danny.
I'm Allie.
I'm Lindsay.
And we're recording this past Dawson's bedtime, and we have been laughing.
So, midnight.
Under 400 blankets.
So, everybody keep it down.
This is, I'm going to have sort of like a Delilah vibe. Like, just a very like nighttime radio.
It is sexy.
It is. I like it.
I like it.
It's a good counterbalance to whatever Danny and I are delivering. Lindsay's like, I'm Lindsay. And we're like, I'm Danny and Allie. Yeehaw.
If you are listening to this, we do ask that you turn your volume down because somewhere he will hear you. Wherever you, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We are so excited to be back. And I don't know. You guys are amazing. I have Sherman and he's a handful. So I don't know how you have jobs and record this podcast and have kids all at the same time. So you inspire me with your stupidity.
Thank you.
It's like dancing backwards in high heels.
No big deal. It's fine. I don't have three pillows up against the door to try to block the sound from traveling underneath the door. I don't have late onset anxiety. It's chill.
She is recording on the pavement outside of her house.
You guys, I really did think to myself, would my Wi-Fi reach to my car? You think it would? If it's like right back there in the backyard in the carport?
Yeah.
Car?
If you were in a hotspot, it would.
A hotspot?
You could buy a new car that has Wi-Fi enabled. This is James Corden, carpool karaoke. Jason Corden, carpool karaoke. Sex podcast.
Or what did I call Janine last week?
Janet.
I called her Janet. It's
not right. Do we have any exciting new news?
I don't know if this is new news, but old. I can tell you a funny story about one of our clients.
We do have a ghost-related anecdote. Yeah.
So one of our clients, I don't know how this even came up. He was telling me that his daughter is 5 years old and thinks she sees ghosts in her bedroom, so she won't sleep in there. She sleeps in their basement that is not finished, just a creepy dungeon of a basement in an old Amazon box. And she just has blankets in there, and the Amazon box is not even big enough to fit her entire body. She just curls up like a little hedgehog in the midst of blankets. And she's been sleeping down there, Lindsay, what, for like 6 months?
Yeah.
She will not go in her bedroom. She does not want to sleep in a bed. She doesn't want to sleep on the main floor, the sofa, nothing. She's obsessed with this Amazon box.
And like, it's twofold. It's like, one, okay, there's ghosts in your house for sure. And two, that her backup wasn't like, I'm going to sleep in my parents' bedroom. I'm going to do anything else. No, the basement Amazon box.
It's so scary that a ghost wouldn't go down there. The ghost is like, that place is haunted. There is a box down there, and it is breathing and moving. Oogie spooky.
It's the most terrifying place in the house. He said it's the scariest place in the house. He does not understand why his daughter's down there. So our client is trying to figure out. So he made ghost busting solution, essentially. He calls it ghost spray. All it is water with lemon oil, and he told her it like keeps ghosts away. And so they spray it in her bedroom, but she still says she sees ghosts. So me and Lindsay were like, oh, there has to be ghosts in this house.
100% believe her.
We're on her side. We're like, there are ghosts in your house. And so I was writing with them today and I said, you are raising a real life Ghostbuster. It's crazy.
And then did you refer him to the pod?
Well, his business partner actually listened to our podcasts. She's like, I listened to the Ghostbuster season so far. I'm like, oh no. Not that one of all.
So this goes out to you. I don't want to say her name for privacy reasons,
for legal
reasons.
You know who you are.
That is so funny.
Everything will be delivered in about a week.
You guys, it's like, who's sending the ghost? Jeff Bezos. This is a guerrilla marketing campaign for Amazon.
It's working.
Amazon's rolling out new children's beds.
You know, you used to be able to get a ghost for $8, and now it's up to 10, and it takes 2 days. What happened to next day ghosts?
Oh my God. 2 day slime. Slime 2 day delivery instead of Prime.
That's the thing about kids that I like, you know, they're just so irrational that it's like, there's not ghosts, you know. I mean, of course there is ghosts.
It's so funny.
But they grow out of it. You know, you're just like, okay, you'll sleep down here until your back hurts when you're 24, and then you'll come back upstairs.
Like, at what point do you grow out of it? He's like, it's been months. This is not like a 3 day thing.
Crazy.
It's so funny though. I love the updates. They're my favorite thing that he tells us, because that's like, get update on the Amazon backs. Like, I want to know the situation.
I need to know.
That's our next podcast.
I wish I had a live cam. I want to know what is happening with this kid in the basement.
I know. If I were her parents too, I feel like I would set up a monitor just to be like, is my kid safe down there in this unfinished basement?
I think they have a monitor down there.
Okay. I wouldn't sleep well at night knowing.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like rusty nails.
She was so scared she shipped herself.
She was scared shipless.
So stupid. That's so good. Okay, you have to keep us posted, especially in this season. This is perfect.
Yeah, ghost watch.
I did have one update, which was, I don't know if you guys saw in the fanny pack that Katie mentioned. She was like, loving the season. I do not know Ghostbusters. And you did not do any foreplay. We just really stuck this season in, which, you know, I realize, like, I take for granted that people know Ghostbusters.
I mean, it has been out for like 40 years.
I mean, you've missed, yeah.
Spoiler alert, there's ghosts.
I mean, at what point do you rely on us to catch you up?
I'm sorry. Not our job.
But honestly, we're so old that, like, also there's so many people who probably haven't seen it at all because it's so old. So it's about 3-4 ghosts. I'm just kidding. We're not going to explain it now, Katie, because we're so late. But there's men and women that hunt ghosts. Chaos ensues. So
the plot is in the name. I mean, there are ghosts loose in the city and people are hunting them.
And they're fighting them with vacuums. And
yeah,
so
basically.
If you're not understanding. But anyway, it was a good reminder to me not to skip the foreplay. We got to get people lubed up always. And so whatever season comes next, we'll make sure to warm you up.
It's going to be like, what's some other like very classic? We're like, do we really have to talk you guys through?
So Jack and Rose are on the Titanic. One poor, one rich, but one needing a husband. And then there's an iceberg. Yikes.
Yada, yada, yada. Shipwreck.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of context and that, should we blow down?
Let's blow down.
Yeah. I mean, I'll blow down in my Delilah style. Basically, it was a very sexy night after hours at the lab between Janine and Egon, right?
Yeah.
Am I saying his name right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
They were calling him Iggy for a little bit.
I was doing it with Aragorn, the elf.
Aragorn?
Aragorn.
Aragorn Ballroom is the...
That's a crossover.
The club by my house.
If he's having sex with Aragorn, he's truly crossed over to another dimension.
So Janine let Egon in on her dirty thoughts about him. Mm-hmm. And then she went up to say goodnight, not thinking anything had happened. And he had loosened his tie and his inhibitions. And they got it on in the lab. And then as far as the rest of the team's considered, everyone knows about everyone's powers. But it's still just those three that have powers from the sphere that they found at the bookstore.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we're trying to figure out why. And we're going to try to see if Ray and Winston get powers and how to stop it.
Yeah, a little sex experimentation.
Delilah.
That was so good. this story is so much fun. Love Busters, the author, what a treat. And let's find out what happens next. Sexed.
All right.
Love it.
When you're getting strange, you should get a test. Find out what you got. It's an STI.
Ghostbusters.
An hour later, Janine emerged from the lab looking quite satisfied yet extremely tired. Her hair was slightly messed up. She was pulling at her skirt to make sure it wasn't showing anything. She went to the bathroom to readjust her makeup and hair. She looked at her reflection in the mirror. Okay, good. Oh, Danny, you got to do the voice.
Okay, good. I don't have that got fucked out of my mind look.
She muttered to herself. A smile crept across her lips. Who knew all this time that Egon had been secretly attracted to her as much as she had been to him? Although she much more open about her feelings. But she assumed from their previous discussion that he had some bad experiences with women in the past, causing him to be overly cautious now.
I was listening back to the episode, and if you listen to our Wonka quickie, we have a joke about Oompa Loompa R, which is you don't call human resources, you call Oompa Loompa resources. Yeah. And we made the joke with Kong and Godzilla fucking after work because they were boss subordinate. I was thinking, here, we got to call Oompa Loompa resources, because Janine is like, I can't believe you saw me naked, as she's like, you know, having terrible thoughts about Egon. So,
and like, he's for sure her boss in a way. Like, he's her superior.
Totally.
He at least hired her.
And then they come in and they carry the offender out and they like sit them in training.
If you aren't caught up on every single episode across every quickie in season, at some point you just have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, Katie, that was my foreplay on the joke I just made.
Yeah.
It's as inside baseball as sleeping in an Amazon box. And next week, you're not going to know what that means.
Never.
We're going to reference that for the next 4 years. At least I wasn't sleeping in an Amazon box. And you'd be like, what episode was that?
What fandom is that from? The Boxcar Children?
She thought back to how good the sex was. How could anybody say he was inadequate? He was certainly enough man for her. Maybe a bit too much? That's probably the first time he's had sex since college. Oh, wow. Okay.
How does she know that?
Isn't he like 40? Maybe he went to college late. We don't know.
Everybody in Ghostbusters looked like they were 40, but I think they were all like 28. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Your casting was off. Yeah. Dania, is this supposed to be you reading this?
That's probably the first time he's had sex since college. A bit of pent-up energy.
She thought to herself.
You're back.
She only hoped she'd have a little time to rest before the next time together. Three times in the lab had proven to be a bit athletic for her, and she figured she was in decent shape. Either way, she couldn't wait until tomorrow night. They had agreed Egon would come to her place, where she could be as loud as she wanted without worrying about anyone hearing them. The walls...
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Must be real nice.
Somebody's jealous.
As loud as she wants. What a life.
Haven't lived that life in 10 months.
Oh, to be a ghost-busting secretary.
I remember when I was a ghost-busting secretary.
I was just a young thing, letting men read my mind.
Lindsay's usually dreaming that she's a ghost-busting secretary by now, by this time of night.
By now, I've been asleep in my Amazon box for hours.
Enough rubbing it in. Start rubbing one out.
The walls at her apartment were pretty thick. If the neighbors could still hear them, then she'd be having the time of her life. I feel like this was written directly to just piss you off. The other guys hadn't returned, so she was able to leave the firehouse without anyone noticing. Winston returned around 8:30 that night with Ray not far behind him. He had found another book for the research. He went straight to the lab with it. However, Egon wasn't there. He headed to the bunk room. On the way there, he heard the water running in the bathroom. A few minutes later, Winston met Ray in the rec room. A lot of different rooms in this Ghostbuster palace. Oh, my God. He was in the billiard room. That's crazy.
On the firehouse, of course.
They have a shower, too.
There's all those rooms, yeah.
Egon was still in the shower. Hey, man, were you able to find any information on that sphere? Ray looked around as if he was preparing to tell Winston a secret. Yeah, but it's not good at all. Winston sat down next to Ray, concerned. What is it? The sphere was created by an ancient sorcerer. The nearby villagers were preparing to burn him at the stake for witchcraft. So according to this book, he transferred his powers into the sphere, and he cursed it. Whoever touches it will be endowed by powers which were designed by this sorcerer to enhance whatever their current possessor needs at the time. Winston ran his hand over his face. Janine couldn't lift those boxes earlier, so after she touched it, she had superhuman strength.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and Egon is already brilliant. Maybe that's why he can read minds now. And Pete, well, he's always wanted the upper hand with the ladies, Winston added, but why is this a problem? These powers have the capacity of turning against them. I found reports of where others who have touched this thing eventually had issues with power trips and mental breakdowns. Oh, man. So what can we expect exactly? Pete, Iggy, and Janine are going to become power hungry? I can't see it, Ray. Also, really quick, the actor that plays Winston, I'm blanking his name right now.
Smoke Show.
Oh my God, his body, it's insane. Yeah. He's like in his 70s. His body is completely cut. It's unbelievable. Is it Ernie? He was just at some...
I think he was at the premiere of the new Ghostbusters.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was. Oh my God, he looks so good. It's going to turn them into their own worst enemy, as well as ours. Winston shook his head. I never touched it, and you have always worn gloves when you did, so it looks like it's going to be up to you and me. Ray nodded. So Dan Aykroyd plays Ray in the movie for Katie. I think he plays Ray in Tommy Boy as well, doesn't he? Isn't his character named Ray?
Oh, is it? I don't know.
He's the guy that wants to buy, he's like the competing brake pad company in Tommy Boy.
Sorry, I'm looking up Ernie Hudson. Hot bod pics.
Naked.
He looks good.
Ray Zelensky in Tommy Boy.
It is Ray Zelensky, yeah.
We'll do that fandom in three seasons just to give give him a little break.
To give everyone some time to catch up. Ray nodded. Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out how to reverse the powers. I'm not telling Iggy I've got this book. I won't either. Just let me know what I can do. Ray nodded. He saw Egon heading towards them, so he took the book he had and quickly stuffed it behind the couch cushion, then leaned against it. Ray, glad you're back. Any luck at the library? Egon asked casually. Afraid not, Iggy. How are you? You look very relaxed. Egon smiled smugly. Yes, I allowed myself some downtime. Some going downtime.
Hey, down chicka downtime.
I believe I will start allowing it more often. Ray and Winston exchanged confused looks. Care to elaborate on that? Winston asked. Egon grabbed a soda from the fridge, then sat down on the sofa. He cracked open the can and took a huge gulp. I'm going to explore my feelings for Janine. As you know, I've been hiding my feelings for her, and I believe now is the right time to let them show. Both Ray and Winston were surprised. Did something happen? Ray asked. Egon's leer spread across his face. Indeed, it did. Several times. He took another gulp of soda. Oh, letting the cat out of the bag.
Several times.
So you and Janine fooled around? Ray asked. Egon chuckled, a low sound from his throat. He stood crunching the empty soda can in his hand. Oh my God. Maybe you got a little of her powers. Oh no, more than that, Raymond. Oh, Raymond. He took two steps toward the kitchen, then looked back at Ray. I fucked her. In the lab, and she loved it. He then threw the can away into the kitchen before heading to the bunk room. Ray gave Winston an uneasy glance. See what I mean? Winston nodded. Figure it out, Ray, and fast.
Oh yeah, we got a douche. We got a grade 4 douche on our hands.
Beep, 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 douche.
Ray jumped up and ran to the lab with the book he had hidden from Egon. He locked the door to ensure privacy. He picked up the phone and called Janine. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Sorry, SAG-AFTRA. Are you stealing my lines? Hello?
Janine, it's Ray. I've got something really important to tell you.
Hi, Ray. What's going on?
Please don't take offense, but you should stay away from Egon.
What do you mean?
He's changing. He's becoming more cocky, for lack of a better word. It's the sphere. It's making him more aggressive. I'm worried that he might actually hurt you. Janine giggled.
I think I can handle him, Ray, especially now that I'm super strong.
Please, Janine, just be careful around him.
Okay, okay. I'll see you in the morning.
She then hung up.
She's like not scared at all.
No. She's like, God, I hope he gets cockier.
Yeah.
Speaking of cocky, we can cut this part out. Do you like that graphic I sent you guys?
Oh my God.
It looked like it was made in 1999.
Oompa Loompa R.
Matt sent that to me and I was like, because he said, I'm going to buy you a pair of shoes for Mother's Day, and then sent me that graphic. And I was like, fuck, they're all so ugly. And I just put my phone down. And then he's like, did you really get a look at those shoes? And I zoomed in. I was like, son of a bitch.
You didn't have to zoom in. You probably had to zoom out to see it.
I sent last night, it was a collage of 4 pairs of shoes, and one was a heel. Instead of a foot, slid into the heel, it was a big penis.
It was a foot long, though. I'll tell you that. It was huge.
Giant penis.
Wait, did you see that Subway is doing 6 inches, $6 instead of the $5 foot long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, one, inflation, and two, like 6 inches, $6 is a deal. You know what I mean? I've paid more for 6 inches, I'll tell you that.
Ray sighed. She's changing too, he thought to himself. He then left the lab and hid the book in the downstairs lab. There's so many rooms in this place.
And then he slid the pole down to the downstairs lab.
Yeah. Looks like it's up to me and Zed, he muttered. Who's Zed?
Ray.
Oh, one of their last names.
Is that Winston's last name?
Yeah, Winston's last name. Zedman or something.
Zedward Cullen.
Winston Zedmore.
Zedmore, okay.
There it is.
A combination of the DJ Zed and the artist Macklemore.
Another 2 hours later, Peter returned from his date. He was slightly frustrated. As he slowly climbed the stairs, he thought to himself, man, I can't believe I didn't go all the way with her, but she wasn't built half as good as I thought she'd be. I just saved us both the trouble by calling it a night. He smiled almost evil-like as he headed to the bunk room.
Okay, this is his evil persona. That's good.
Yeah, I don't like this guy. The next morning, Janine arrived at work. She went to the kitchen to put away her lunch. Peter was up and fixing himself a cup of coffee.
Morning, Dr. V. How'd the day go? And now I'm the wife from Bob's Burgers.
He shrugged his shoulders. It was okay. She looked at him.
Just okay?
He smiled smugly. You sound like Fran Dresser also.
It's all coming back.
He smiled smugly. Things between us didn't click, if you know what I mean. He sipped his coffee.
Oh, well, sorry to hear that. I thought for sure you'd like her.
Janine shrugged her shoulders, then went back downstairs to begin her workday. Aegon came downstairs and stood in front of Janine's desk. Good morning, Janine. His deep voice greeted her. She smiled with a twinkle in her eye.
Good morning. What can I do for you this morning?
He smiled. Are we still going back to your place tonight?
Yes.
Her heart skipped a beat.
Aegon, I don't know what's gotten into you, but I am loving it.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-ba. He leaned across her desk and said softly, I know what's getting into you. He winked at her. Aegon, you sassy man. I have something a bit different in mind for tonight. I guarantee that you will love it. He then went back upstairs to the lab. Janine recalled Ray's warning.
The upstairs lab, not the downstairs lab, and not the lab on the rooftop lab. The penthouse lab is for special occasions.
Yeah, we haven't been up there in a while.
Yeah, he's changing all right. For the better.
She thought to herself. Just then the phone rang.
Ghostbusters. Oh, hi, Ashley. Wait, what?
She sat up straighter in her chair, her face turning red with anger.
Okay, first of all, I am so sorry. I will make sure he is, too. Ashley? Hello?
Janine then slammed the receiver down. She rushed upstairs. When she reached the kitchen, she saw Peter, Ray, and Winston sitting at the table.
She's gonna Hulk out.
Oh, yeah. She grabbed the back of Peter's chair, pulling it away from the table with him sitting in it. Hey, what the hell? Peter yelled.
That's what I want to know. Do it!
Do it!
Janine screamed back at him.
Thanks to you, I now have one less friend. I told you to be nice to Ashley. What did you do?
Peter waved his hand dismissively. We went out, but it just wasn't working out for me, so I called it a night.
That's strange. Because Ashley said you took her out to dinner, then spent a little time feeling her up in the doorway of her apartment, and then out of the blue, you just left.
Peter smiled smugly. You see, I could already tell things between us weren't going to work. I just saved us both some time and effort. Janine's eyes narrowed.
You used your X-ray vision on her. Didn't like what you saw, so you dumped her.
Whatever.
You broke her heart.
And now I'm going to break you.
Janine pushed Peter hard.
Fight.
He went sailing across the room, knocking over the couch. He stood up, shaken. Winston and Ray jumped up, standing between Peter and Janine. All right, that's enough, Winston shouted. Janine, go downstairs. Not the downstairs, the downstairs. That one. Peter, go to the bunk room. The second bunk room, not the third one. The third one's already occupied. The look on his face was hard as steel, his eyes showing a determined glare. Peter and Janine followed his instructions. Once they had both left the room, Winston looked at Ray. We've got to figure something out now. Ray nodded. I have a plan. To take over Big Tom Hallahan's brake pad operation. But it's going to take all five proton packs, and they've got to be fully charged.
Whoa.
Let's do it, brother. These two are going to kill each other.
Was that a little Tommy Boy interstitial?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Breaking old, breaking old.
It's one of the movies I can recite by heart, so cool. If you want just a live rendition of Tommy Boy.
Buckle up. Okay, I'll do my D2. Boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, 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 doo, doo. Shh.
Shh, Dawson's sleepy. Aegon came rushing into the rec room. What happened?
I hope Lindsay's whispering is as funny to everybody as it is to me. And also for everybody who has gone through this, may you also laugh at the empathy, but it is so funny.
She just has beads of sweat pouring down her face.
In my brain too, I'm being like really chill about it, but I know I'm not.
No. You don't have a chill bone in your body.
We barely even noticed, quite literally. I keep seeing you try and get jokes in.
If you know, this is why we need to put the full video up, because I'm being very expressive. Just go on.
You are. Yeah. What you lack in sound, you make up for in movement.
You are screaming with your eyes.
Never been this quiet in my life.
What happened? I heard a crashing sound. Winston stepped in. Pete and Janine had a disagreement. Egon looked at the disarray the rec room was in. I take it Janine threw something? Yeah, Pete, Ray replied. Egon looked at him, clearly surprised. Her strength is increasing. Yeah, and Peter is becoming more of a schmuck, Ray added. And you're changing too, Egon, Winston pointed out. I agree that my feelings for Janine have become much more pronounced. It's not just that. Your demeanor is changing, Winston said.
You smell like Axe body spray. And you reek of Axe body spray. You've been slamming Celsius.
You're carrying around a copy of the book, The Game, right? Isn't that?
Yeah. I don't even know what straight men do. I'm like, you had an energy drink. Is Celsius straight?
You follow Andrew Tate now?
You skateboarded here with a backwards hat. You're just like describing a teenage boy.
Drinking Hawaiian punch. Wasn't that viral? You spoke earlier about things between you and Janine. You talked about her like she was a piece of meat, not a woman you love and respect. For a moment, Egon's face reflected genuine regret. Then the smirk returned. Perhaps you two are just jealous that we have abilities that you don't. He left and headed back to the lab. Once he was out of earshot, Winston looked at Ray. What's your plan? I read in the book, I'm hiding, that the powers can be reversed if the source is destroyed. So we use all the proton packs on full power and blast it? Yes, but it will take a large concentration of power to destroy it. All the packs must be fired at the same time. And the odds of getting Janine, Peter, and Egon's help is zero. Exactly. Oh, this is where Slimer's going to make his big debut. I can feel it. And the Marshmallow Man, the old crew.
Got to call in some help.
Exactly. I can rig up a way to do it. I'll just need some extension cords. And getting the sphere away from Iggy is going to be the trick. Winston smiled.
Iggy has it hidden up inside him.
Good luck getting him a butt.
Yeah.
Winston smiled. Leave that to me. I'm pretty sure I know when I can grab it.
From his butt.
The day went on. Janine and Peter avoided each other at all costs. Egon stayed in the lab. Ray and Winston found odd chores to do around the firehouse since no calls were coming in. Finally, it was time for Janine to leave for the day. She shut down her computer and headed up to the lab to see if Egon was ready. She knocked lightly, then entered.
Hi, Egon. Can I expect to see you tonight?
She asked seductively.
So seductive.
He looked up from his notes, smiling mischievously as he took in her appearance. Indeed, I should be finished here in approximately, he checked his watch, 17 minutes.
Oh, I'll just wait then if you don't mind.
She sat down on the sofa and crossed her legs, revealing her long legs.
Janine's an owl.
Long owly legs.
Go back. That's a season 2 reference.
So if you haven't been listening since the dawn of time,
if you haven't been listening since 2016, you are going to have a real hard time catching up.
And we can't help you. We can't. Dawson's sleeping. I can't help.
Owls have sexy legs.
Egon glanced at her quickly, then resumed his work. Winston stopped by the lab. Hey, Iggy, Janine, going out tonight? He smiled warmly, but he felt a distinct chill in the room as soon as he entered. Egon looked up. Yes, as soon as I finish up these notes, so if you'll excuse us. He gave a look that told Winston to get out quickly. His eyes were cold and menacing. Winston stepped back. Sure thing. You two have a good evening. He then left, heading downstairs to meet with Ray. Ray saw the anxiety in Winston's face. Are they leaving? Winston shook his head. In a few minutes, Egon is finishing up some notes. He gave me this look. I've never seen it before, and I hope I never see it again. It's like he's disconnected, more than usual. It's the sphere. Its hold on them is getting stronger. We'll wait him out and then get it up from the lab as soon as they leave. What about Pete? I haven't seen him all day, not since Janine had that altercation with him. Guess we can sneak it out of here in Ecto and not tell him? Winston nodded. Sounds good to me. The end of this episode.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
So wait, they have to get everyone out of the lab so that they can blast this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't know where Peter is.
And they have to get the sphere away from Egon's butt.
Does he keep it on him or does he keep it in the lab?
Or in him.
I think it's just in the lab.
Okay. Wow. When the episode ends, check your underpants. Is your PKE meter rating high or low? I'm just thinking about our client tuning in and not knowing what our end jingle is and hearing just the chaos that ensues when we change it every time. I'm never going to get rehired on that. Oh, boy. My PKE is high. I mean, I really love the turn in the story so far. This is great. I mean, they're out of control. Holy buckets. I didn't see it coming with the turn in Egon. I didn't know he'd go from getting some confidence to just becoming, what was the guy that wrote the game? Neil.
What was his name? I thought he had like a funny nickname like Rose or something.
Mystery. I think his name was Mystery.
Yeah. What was it?
This is a mystery.
I've told you guys before that Matt says he used, it was called the pickup artist.
Yeah.
I think his name was Mystery though, but Matt says he used a move from the game on me when he met me. Did I ever tell you guys that?
No.
What was the move again?
Oh my God, it's so stupid. He tells people like with all the confidence in the world that he gamed me when we met. Basically, we're at the bar and we'd been talking for like an hour and a half and he goes, I have to use the bathroom. I'll be back. And he goes, and that's a move from the game. You leave and go to the bathroom and see if she waits for you. I was like, we're in the middle of a conversation. Of course I'm going to wait for you. What?
I was like, I got to go take a hot dump like, what, and then leave?
He was only gone for like 5 minutes. It was like, that's not a move. That's just common courtesy.
He's in the bathroom. He's like, I just met the most amazing girl. And they're all like, you've got this, man. You go out there.
Go out there. You shower.
That's what happens in men's restrooms, right? They just all like, it's lots of pep talks and stuff.
They're like fixing his hair. They're like, oh my God, okay.
You are strong and brave.
So did you wait for him?
I waited for him.
Well, they're married.
She's still waiting.
I left his ass.
It was Mystery, Al.
Okay, Mystery, yeah.
Lindsay, were you silent or were you silenced?
Could this have been, was this what Oprah was talking about?
I feel it. I feel silenced. My PKE is high. I mean, I was really hoping the other two would have powers as well. But like the backstory of the sphere is crazy. Like a guy was almost burned at the stake for witchcraft. Anyway, so.
Do we think it was Dumbledore? Like, who was this guy?
Anyway, I think it's very exciting and I can't wait to see how they're going to rig up 5 proton packs to fire at the same time. Just a MacGyver, just a stick of gum and an extension cord.
A dream.
A dream.
Yes. So good. My heart was racing for totally different reasons this episode. Just love the escalation and how it's all turning. And it was too good to be true, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People can't just bang and hear or see naked thoughts in peace anymore.
What's it come to?
It is interesting, like with Ghost, I feel like some of my favorite fandoms have like this element of magic. So whether it's, you know, like Game of Thrones is like a little magic, you know, just the Ghostbusters is, it's like sort of magic and it's sort of science and it's sort of space and sort of history. You know, it's such an interesting mix of fandom.
A deep, rich historical text.
So rich and deep.
That you should have studied on before you read this.
Yeah.
It's somewhere there.
It was beautiful. Exciting.
Well, tune in next week. I think we've got 2 episodes left, mm-hmm. So we'll find out what happens, and then we'll find out again what happens when we do the next episode after that. This is how podcasts work.
This is how episodes work.
Yeah. Okay, everyone, have a great week, and good luck.
So thank you so much for being here, and we will see you guys next week, and maybe I'll be talking with a normal voice, or maybe I'll be on the road driving, recording in my car.
Recording from an Arby's parking lot.
Who knows?
Oh, Arby's. My God. I haven't had Arby's in so long.
The curly fries.
It's the best. Okay, well, until next time, these are the days of our lives.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.
Sweet red dreams.
For an extra dose of bonkers entertainment, join our Patreon, where you can access hundreds of hours of unreleased content and bonus episodes featuring your favorite fandoms, plus the ones we'd never dare to read on the pod.
Head to patreon.com/fangasm to get in on the action. For a regular hookup, make sure to subscribe to the show everywhere you listen. And if we've left you satisfied, ew, leave a 5-star review or higher.
For updates, merch, or to submit a story, visit fangasmpodcast.com. And thanks to thousands of other listeners, the fun never sleeps over on our private Facebook group, The Fanny Pack. Click the link in the show notes to join. Once you're in, check out the 20-plus listener-led groups that cover everything from pets to pot to pen pals.